Good morning, 7:48 here on the Mighty 690, and it's a Tuesday, and that means we have a City Commission meeting tonight. And joining us, we have Director of Finance and Assistant City Manager Stephanie Richardson. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm good this morning. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you on here. So let's go ahead and take a look what we got coming up tonight on the agenda, shall we?
Okay. We will start the meeting tonight with the consent agenda, of course, always approving the minutes from the previous meeting. We do have a couple items listed for mortgage releases. Properties on the Ville has paid off a couple of the loans that they have through the city on renovating some of their homes, and so we'll be taking final action on those payoffs tonight with the mortgage releases. And of course, then paying the city's bills. As Mark says, those can be pretty high at times. This time we have some debt service payments as well. So we have approval for payment of $9,725,734.22 tonight. So that should get us through the consent agenda. And then we'll move on to public comments. And always we welcome people to come and make comments at the commission meeting. And then we move on into new business. We do have a couple of the first items that we're going to visit about this evening. We have a local industry that's looking at changing out some electrical equipment for their needs, and they are the city is preparing on our end what we need to do for any financing that might be necessary for that project. We're looking at taking a couple different avenues, so that's why you see the two different items on the agenda. And Garth Herman with Gilmore and Bell will be here this evening to go over each of those items and explain to the commission the different mechanisms for the type of bonds that could be issued to help pay for that project. Now, the local industry would be paying us back for those items over time, but this allows the city to be ready if that funding is necessary. If it comes up that the local industry wants to make those equipment repairs and pay for those themselves, then the city just wouldn't use the authority that these two items give us in order to issue that debt.
Sure, gotcha.
The next item that we will have this evening is an ordinance to allow alcohol to be served during the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce's Hops Around Town Beer Festival. That is an event that has gotten very popular here in Coffeyville, and so this will give them the authority to have that in the downtown area.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. That's always a good event here.
The next agenda item is a submission for a local safety and security equipment grant for the Coffeyville Fire Department. At the last commission agenda, you saw the police department come. They are applying for this grant as well. The fire department is applying for some needed equipment on their Scott packs, and I believe the request is for $171,000, and the matching piece of that for the city would be $17,000. So the fire department is coming before the commission this evening to request the authorization to submit the grant, and then the authorization for those matching funds. We do hope that those grants are awarded. That's always good for the citizens when Coffeyville can get grants, and it saves them money when we don't have to make those purchases out of pocket. The next agenda item is for the repair to the boiler stack and the concrete chimney over at the power plant. That would be making repairs to the big stack that you see standing over by the generation plant, and a recoating and repainting of that facility.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know you had the inspection here last year, so kind of the next part of that.
Yes, there. Yes. The next agenda item is a change order number one for the cooling tower at the power plant. That one as well, we've approved a contract in order to make those repairs, but once they got into the project and started finding what was needed, there were some additional repairs needed there. So this is a approval for a change order to go ahead and finish those improvements. And of course, the last couple items is the city manager's report. Just an update of things that are going on within the community, and then comments from commissioners and staff.
Okay. Well, it sounds like another good good meeting here. Lots to be done. Our peek inside the city services and all that. So anything else you'd like to share with our listeners this morning, Stephanie?
Just that we're busy right now working on budget. It's that time of year to try to get all of those things done. So we'll be meeting with the commission in July to get the budget completed and moving forward for 2024.
Sure, and I know as a finance director, that's a big task that I am sure you're occupies a lot of your time.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, Director of Finance and Assistant City Manager Stephanie Richardson, thank you so much for coming by here and letting us know what's happening at the meeting
all
tonight.
Right, thank you, and we look forward to seeing everyone
all
tonight.
All right, 6:30. Okay, thank you so much. And coming up next, we do have lots to get to on Open Line. In fact, Joe Brooks will be coming by. It's his birthday, by the way, today, too.